Welcome to AM Best Audio.
On average, a contractor filing a workers' comp claim will be off the job for 13 days. That according to a recent report from AmTrust Financial Services. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Matt Zender, Senior Vice President, Workers' Compensation Strategy at AmTrust. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, John. My pleasure to be here.
So, Matt, what were some of the other key findings of the report?
So one of the first things that we noticed, it really just kind of jumped right out of the data, was the tenure of an employee and the effect that it would have on the frequency of claims. You know, if you look at younger employees, newer employees, you know, those who were employed less than a year made up a full third of the claims that we saw. And that was surprising when you just look at the percentage of employees that they make up otherwise. So, you know, it's really clear to us that newer employees have more injuries, and it puts a lot of pressure on these contracting businesses to focus on both the retention of the employees. Therefore, they can, you know, work with them longer and figure out how to work more safely. And also, when they do have open positions they need to fill, onboarding is critical for them as well, and the ability to for a business to train them right away on how to work most safely.
Interesting. Now, were there certain trades in particular where you were more likely to see claims than another?
We are seeing, I mean, this for our focus, and we went through 26,000 claims over 10 years of history that we have, and our focus was primarily on what we call artisan contractors. So we were looking at carpenters and plumbers and electrician, HVAC, you know, tile work, stuff like that. And along those areas, we saw that about almost a third of our claims were coming from plumbing. And that's disproportionate versus the percentage of our total book that it is. So in other words, we saw more claims coming from plumbers than we did coming from other artisan trades.
Any idea why that would be?
Well, plumbers are susceptible to awkward workspaces, you know, and there's a lot of strain injuries that occur. And in fact, 31% of our plumbing injuries did involve strains. There's also more height involvement in plumbing than a lot of people think. I tend to think of the old, the plumber reaching underneath the sink that whole scenario, but there's a lot of times where they're involved in some heights too. And 20% of our claims in plumbing came from falls, which was a little surprising to me.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. What were the prevalent injuries that artisan contractors are suffering from?
Mostly we saw a lot of multiple body parts, as you might imagine, a ton of low back and a ton of knee. But there's also a fair amount involving, you know, fingers and you know, the different appendages. They're certainly, you know, those fingers and wrists and hands are going to be involved in cut claims and there's a lot of blade activity and sharp tools and things that are going to put those at risk as well.
Now, can you discuss frequency and severity trends?
So those tend to, interestingly, run down some age lines. And so the younger employees, as we talked about a couple of minutes ago, they tend to have a higher frequency of claims. Older employees tend to have a much lower frequency of claims. But then when you look at the severity side, when those older workers do suffer an injury, they tend to be much more severe, and they were in our book as well. So the older employees know what to do to avoid a claim. But when they do get injured, it tends to be more difficult for them to bounce back.
Matt, what should workers' comp writers be taking away from your report?
Well, a couple of things that we saw as well, and John, was just looking at some of the seasonal trends. And if I were, for example, what we saw is most of our claims occurred in the summer. And many of those claims, so August had 11% of our total claims, for example. And if you look at why that is, you might look at a state like Arizona, where you've got some seasonal workers that are maybe working in the agricultural space during, say, in the southern part of Arizona. It's hotter, and the harvest season is going to be during the winter. Well, in the summer, maybe they pick up some work in contracting space. So therefore, you would then look at that and say, oh, well, then it's going to fly right in the face of what I told you before about younger employees and their length of tenure, because these are people that are working basically, you know, seasonally for you. So I think it's important for anybody who's looking at this space to pay attention to the trends, look at our data. We're happy to share it and happy to provide these insights to the industry so that hopefully people overall can just work more safely.
Excellent advice. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.
That was Matt Zender, Senior Vice President, Workers' Compensation Strategy at AmTrust. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.